Jou beste musiek. Vandag se Christen. Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.
Vanoggend gesels ons met Anton Kroon. Hy is die redakteur van Getaway Magazine. En ons gaan gesels oor die verskeie plekke wat ons nou kan geniet al is ons nog steeds op vlak 3 van inperking. Dit is nou die perfekte tyd om 'n ruskansie te vat en 'n bietjie weg te kom van die hassle en die bustle van die lewe. So Anton joins us on the line now. Anton, welcome to the Unpaid Show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Anton, I think let's dive straight into it. You know, I'm a firm believer that local is always lekker. And right now, focusing on the beauty that we have around us is key. Now, if we were to explore Hermanus, for example, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend just going beyond Hermanus, just getting a bit deeper into nature. You know, even now, Hermanus can still be quite busy. And it's a wonderful place, but if you go 50 km to the east along the coast, come across Walker Bay, Stellenbosch Conservancy, which is just beautiful. So, obviously lots of Stellenbosch there, but it's also got wonderful beaches. The nature reserve there is remarkable. The beaches are completely empty. Also home to a cave called Klipkak Cave, where they've discovered archaeological finds that go back about 70,000 years to a time when the sea had actually receded, and that ocean you look over now, it was actually dry land all the way to Huntsman. So it was just remarkable. They found bones of animals, pillars that don't exist anymore. They used to roam those plains. So you've got an historical side to it as well, which is remarkable. And my favorite thing is actually the Stellenbosch there. It's staying at a place like Farm 215 or Skripos, Carver Nature Reserve, which has got amazing specials on now. You know, horse riding in the Stellenbosch, learning about the plant life there. It's really a remarkable place.
That sounds beautiful. Actually, I was in Hermanus over the weekend, and it wasn't very busy. But there were some killer whales in the bay area, which was really beautiful. Yeah, apparently killer whales. I didn't actually see the killer whales. I've got to admit, I've never heard of killer whales being there. I'm not an expert, but somebody told me we got some killer whales here. So maybe he meant to say, hey, we got some killer whales, man. So maybe I just completely misunderstood.
Yeah,
okay, so if we want to head into the mountains, what do you suggest?
Yeah, so you know, beyond that, if you're going towards Heidelberg, just past Willendam, you've got this amazing nature reserve there. Obviously, I'm getting into nature a lot. You know, I'm very averse to crowds, especially this time. So, and these are all really quiet places. Now, Kurtvaardersbosch is in the Langberg Mountains near Heidelberg, and it is fantastic, especially for mountain biking. There's a place there called Strawberry Hills Farm, which just caters for mountain biking. They've got about 120 kilometers of trails, different grades, from pros to beginners. And the most remarkable thing is that there used to be a forestry area. Now, they've got a lot of indigenous trees there, but they've also got a giant redwood tree, which were planted about 100 years ago.
Wow.
And some of these are over 40 meters tall. So, and it literally feels like you're walking in the redwood forest of California. It is out of this world. You know, the highest redwood in the world is 115 meters, and that's in California. So these are big, and they're 40 meters high. It really is remarkable.
Now, what other things can we enjoy? I've seen a lot of people now focusing on safaris.
Yeah. If you really want to take a bit of a trip, if you're a safari enthusiast, especially if you're a birder, it's worth taking a bit of a trip. You know, if you're happy jumping on a plane and taking all the precautions, winter is wonderful for people in Kruger, but if you're a birder and you want to see some remarkable wildlife as well, just after the rains, which have been falling now, that Lauwerswald is green. The rivers are strong, and the beautiful thing is there are lots of things around, which means your birds are going crazy. They are, we're talking killer birds here, hunting insects, going nuts. So for the birder, it is a remarkable time not yet to go there, especially in the north of Kruger. So it's well worth the trip for the safari and birding enthusiast.
Sounds beautiful. Wow. Really awesome. Nature is also always awesome.
Nature is always awesome. Yeah, definitely. Gosh. Thank you so much for joining us, Anton. And yeah, I don't know what you have planned. I'm sure you're just going to be heading to the mountains or something.
I wasn't put far in the bush this last weekend. It's the first time I've got out for a long while.
Wow.
Okay. I was over in Maine. It really was.
Lovely.
And we're going to Lanzarote. Weekend off the next Saturday. So, lots to look forward to.
Busy.
Awesome. Just before you go, speaking of safaris, do you know why the tiger stopped playing poker?
I knew you would do this.
Always does this.
It's because all the other players were cheetahs.
Oh, my word.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Jou beste musiek. Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.